Get on board, children, children, get on board, children, children, get on board.
霍利斯·沃特金斯在演唱一首20世纪60年代流行的歌曲。这首歌的主要用意是激励并招募年轻人加入民权运动。沃特金斯和无数的其他人被称为那一场运动的步兵战士，对抗种族隔离和非裔美国人面临的其他不公正。他说，
The conditions were not good for us. A change needed to be made, a change for the better needed to come about.
民权活动家霍利斯·沃特金斯说，当时的条件对他们非裔美国人不利，需要做出改变，需要做出改善。在阿拉巴马州，雪莉·弗洛伊德领导一个组织，帮助讲述几十年前的故事和未解之谜。他说，民权运动的步兵战士做出了巨大的牺牲。他说，
They were on the battlefield. They were the ones who were beaten down. They were the ones who was wiped down the street. They were the ones who was spat upon.
雪莉·弗洛伊德说，民权示威者在战场上，他们是那些被打翻在地的人，他们是那些在街道上被高压水龙头冲击的人。威利·布鲁牧师亦都曾经在幕后开办被称为自由学校的启蒙培训，教育民权工作者帮助黑人在南方登记投票。他说，
And Freedom School was very instrumental in that, in teaching our young people that in turn went out, knocked on doors, talked to people.
威利·布鲁牧师说，自由学校非常有助于教他们的年轻人，即民权工作者，他们走出去敲门和大家交谈，说服他们登记投票。位于密西西比州杰克逊城的托加鲁学院，以20世纪50年代和60年代民权运动的摇篮著称，来自全国各地的领袖到这里慷慨陈词，激励示威者为争取平等而抗争。
We must let the world know that it is necessary to protest this threefold evil.
马丁·路德·金说，他们必须让世界知道有必要抗争这三倍的邪恶。弗洛伊德记得那些群众集会在提升希望和士气上几咁有效。他说，
And in this meeting, motivate them through singing and praying and talking and deliberations, at the same time telling them the importance of them participating in this movement to break down the barriers.
弗洛伊德说，这一次的会议促使他们通过唱歌、祈祷和交谈以及讨论，同时告诉他们听他们参加这个打破种族隔离壁垒和歧视运动的重要性。在密西西比州举行的一次游行中，路易塔克和其他人一起受到警犬的袭击。
They turned the dogs loose on us, and we defended the area, our territory, with whatever we could find at the time, which was milk balls.
民权工作者路易塔克说，警察将警犬放过来，路易塔克用牛奶樽保卫他们游行的地方，他们用这些樽将那些警犬赶走，然后继续游行。迪朗和沙朗马尔斯夫妇和其他的一些白人一起参加了民权运动，帮助黑人登记在1963年参加投票。他们冒了很大的风险参与运动。他说，
There was potential violence and there were certainly threats, and people objected to the work that we were doing.
民权活动家沙朗马尔斯说，有潜在的暴力威胁，肯定有威胁，而且大众反对他们正在做的工作。他继续说，
I think a lot of people in the North, both black and white, decided, as Sharon and I had decided, that we really should get involved, that people, young people especially, should get involved. This was a watershed moment in American history.
迪克说，他想北方有很多人，黑人和白人都有，好像他和沙朗这样认定他们确实应该参与，特别是年轻人应该参与，因为这个是美国历史上的一个分水岭。理查德·科恩律师在著名的民权机构南方贫困法律中心工作，他说，很多无名英雄应该为他们的努力而受到表彰。
History sometimes only remembers a few people, and so I think when we look back, we don't sometimes recognize the fullness and the incredible number of people who made progress possible.
律师理查德·科恩说，历史只是记得几个人，所以他认为当他们看回头，他们有时候没有认识到全面性， 以及使进步成为可能的数量令人难以置信的大众。泰隆·戴维斯早期害怕参与民权示威，直到1966年的从孟菲斯到杰克逊的对抗恐惧游行，他说
When the march ended, for me, the fear ended. I was no longer afraid. I had certain right, the same right as a human being to do what anyone else could do.
民权活动家泰隆·戴维斯说，游行结束时，他的恐惧亦都结束了。在那个之前，他是不敢做他作为一个美国公民被允许的事情。作为一个人，他有权利，有同样的权利去做任何别人可以做的事。
Be polite, don't be combative.
克里夫顿·海西说，要有礼貌，不要气势汹汹。克里夫顿·海西17岁那年因为参加游行示威而被逮捕，在监狱关了9日。
That was just one little person. But the group as a whole, what we did, and I look back now, I think, you know, yes, you know, it was super.
民权活动家克里夫顿·海西说，他只是一个小人物，但整个团体，现在他回头看看，他们的所作所为非常好。一些历史学家说，无名英雄的警觉和行动成功结束了很多形式的种族不公正。美国之音记者西姆金斯华盛顿报道。